by Briggs Auto Lane and BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Here we go.
Hello, and welcome to the game. I'm John Kurtz, joined by Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner. Ugh. Royals are drag right now. They got swept. Swept by the Twins. We'll talk with Jim Colbert at 425 today. The Masters going on. Fairly disappointing goings-on there with Dustin Johnson having to pull out today. Dennis Dodd at 440, CBSSports.com senior writer. He wrote a really good, I thought, piece on Bill Snyder that you can read today. We should get that up on the Twitter account. We can do that, but I want to talk to him about Bill Snyder at 440. We will talk some K-State over-under projections at 510, a little bit on the linebackers at 525. We'll get you out of here with You Can't Be Serious at 550. The game KMAN on Twitter if you have questions or comments, and you can call the show 537-1350, 866-776-1350. I am going to officially start the petition. This is everybody's joke, by the way. To take the seventh inning out of baseball. That's what needs to happen. Everyone's all concerned with the intentional walk rule and how that's been implemented so far, but I think that's all just cover for what really needs to happen, and that is to remove the seventh inning.
14 runs allowed by the Royals in the seventh inning over that three-game series. 14.
And it was a 3-3 tie going into the seventh today, and that's where the wheels came off once again.
And as correctly pointed out by Sam Mellinger, that was the best seventh inning the Royals had in this series by a wide margin.
Yeah, very true. Yes. So I guess things are getting better. But I think that's really what we're missing the point with. I mean, baseball purists, listen to me. They've already taken away the intentional walk. They're experimenting with guys starting on second in extra innings to speed the game up. It's already gone. Like, you lost the purity battle a long time ago.
We got instant replay in the game now.
Yeah, instant replays in there. You lost the purity battle, so why not just take away the seventh? What's the harm? Done and taking away the seventh inning.
So what do you call the inning after the sixth?
What's the Harry Potter platform that he has to...
9 3/4.
Yeah, it'll be inning 9 3/4. Inning 9 3/4, just in between there.
Okay.
That's my petition.
Or would
baseball.
You like to just shorten the game to just six innings each?
No,
and you just play it like high school games.
I don't want it to end after the sixth. Like, we can still have the eighth and the ninth. That's fine.
Okay.
I would say, actually, even better than the 3/4 idea, just make it an 8-inning game. We'll still put it on the scoreboard with just a blank,
right,
like black hole where the seventh inning was. That's really, I think, the way to go about it.
I'm getting nervous, man. It's three games in, but I'm getting nervous.
Bullpen's been bad. Greg Holland has three saves with the Rockies. Wade Davis doing his thing with the Cubs.
And like I said yesterday, the offense has not done much. You've got two home runs for Mike Moustakas, and that is about it that your offense has to show for the series in Minnesota. I don't know. And now you're going down to play a Houston team that's gotten off to a great start this season. And
yep. Schedule talk. The benchmark is 40 games. It's what Ned Yost uses to officially try and make conclusions, draw conclusions, make changes about what the team has. So I'm not allowing any total freakouts until the 40-game mark of the season.
I just don't – I don't want it to go down like this. I don't want to have to spend the final 6 weeks up until the All-Star break talking about where Eric Hosmer is going to get traded, what the Royals are going to do, sell. I really was hoping that the Royals would be solid and avoid all that, and maybe they still will be, but I have my doubts big time.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to talk some K-State football here real quick before we get to Jim Colbert. We can sprinkle in some Royals as we go throughout the show, but I think everybody could use a little more uplifting message, which would be K-State football here at the moment. You know, I saw this headline from the Dennis Dodd column today about Bill Snyder, and when you read the headline at first on the surface, I think a lot of people have the reaction that it's going a different way than really it's going. And I read into it the complete opposite, I think, than what it appears to be on the surface. I think this is a deeper message. But the title of the article is "The End is in Sight for Bill Snyder After Cancer Battle, If He Could Only See It." And so you see that, and I actually saw this first this morning because someone that I know on social media had posted it, like, with the comment. You didn't have to take it that way, Dennis Dodd. And I think they took the headline the wrong way. I can't obviously just read the entire article for you. here, but it's basically just a pretty good summation of how much he is just always in on mode, trying to grind through everything. And there are some tidbits that are interesting sprinkled throughout there. Phil Bennett is quoted as saying, he told me, believe it or not, I want a text at one point in time, because obviously he's had trouble talking at points, I think, is the message there with the throat cancer, which is a surprising thing. And Dennis Dodd reads more into what he saw from Bill Snyder at the press conference on Tuesday than we did. He took note there was no coffee. He took note that he thought he looked skinnier and some things like that. So there is a little bit of that trying to portray perhaps more chinks in the armor than what I saw, at least there. But the biggest thing, I think, is just he's trying to say, look, this guy's been fighting through it the whole time. He's had a wonderful career, and maybe the end is coming, but maybe not, because it's Bill Snyder, and he's always just been able to keep going. And he has withstood the test of time. And to me, the article title, "The End is in Sight for Bill Snyder After Cancer Battle, If Only He Could See It," I take it to mean it's a testament to his will. You know, the end should have been near for a long time for Bill Snyder, going back to 2009 when he came back. I mean, the end was there. It was there. He retired, but he came back, reinvented himself, and has this program up and humming again. I take it to say, look, for normal people, the end should be here right now, but Bill Snyder is not a normal person. So he literally does not see the end, because that's not how he operates.
And he's had so many opportunities to change his way of thinking along those lines. You know, he comes back and wins the Big 12 championship in 2012. You could even say after the 2011 season, even though they had a lot coming back in 2012, that was a great resurrection of the program, getting him back to national prominence, and he could have thought about it then, certainly could have thought about it after the 2012 season, winning the Big 12. Then you go, you fast forward a couple of seasons to Tyler Lockett's senior year, Tyler Lockett being, whether he'll admit it or not, one of Bill Snyder's favorite players that he's ever coached, I would say. Could have thought about it then. And the struggles that the team had gone through in 2015 and everything, I mean, there were opportunities there. And now he adds on the dimensions with his health and the fact that he's still plugging away and not even thinking about it, or at least publicly not thinking about it. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, you know, the downturn in 2015, that could have been another stopping point. Like, hey, there's some struggles here, and he's always said he's going to do it until he feels like he's not effective, but that wasn't it either. He just continues to go. And I'll play this audio. We have not played it yet on the show. It was from Tuesday when he was basically asked a question about his longevity and has this changed how he really views his longevity and the future of being able to coach, and here was his answer.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, that's nothing that I want to get caught off in.
I'm sure it's probably come across his mind more than he would let on there, but for the most part, I believe him. I believe him. That's how he's been able to be so successful. He doesn't think the way that you or I would normally think about things. There's just literally no way you could be doing this at 77 at such a high level if you thought the way that most of us think. So I totally believe him. And to me, that is what Dennis Dodd is trying to say. There are so many things pointing towards this should be slowing Bill Snyder down. This should be, you know, the final thing that takes him down and ends that coaching career. But Bill Snyder is not going to view it that way. His will is simply too strong to do that.
Well, essentially what he's saying is that any time that he spends thinking about calling it a career is time that he could be applying to getting ready for the season and things like that. And there's actually another example of that exact same line of thinking that's mentioned in the article when Dennis Dodd talked about how Bill Snyder once asked his doctors how to skip meals during the day and only eat, you know, the late night, you know, 1 a.m. Taco Bell or whatever, so that he could apply more of his free time to preparing his team. It's the exact same line of thinking. It just happens to be about the end of his career this time, and not what he eats every single day or when he eats. It's pretty amazing.
Well, there's all kinds of examples that you could bring up of how he does not think the way most of us would think, and that has led to his success. And to me, this was just a pretty good example and a more free-form example of why that is the case and how that is the way Bill Snyder operates and why that has led to his success. So I really enjoyed it. I would encourage you to read it. We're going to have Dennis Dodd on at 4:40, so we can get in his own words really what he was going for with it. And I want to talk to him a lot just about Bill Snyder and the legacy of Bill Snyder. He's a guy that's been around for a while, covering from afar in some ways, but covering the K-State football program. And knows Bill Snyder, so I am curious to hear his thoughts at 440. At 510, we got into a little bit some of the over-under win totals yesterday, just a smidge, but we're going to get more in-depth, with that at 510. 525, Bill Snyder on the K-State linebacker situation, who has taken control of the reins there so far. But coming up next, Jim Colbert will join us. How much does Dustin Johnson going out of the Masters affect the weekend? Plus, how's Coach Snyder doing? In Jim Colbert's own words, a close personal friend of Bill Snyder. This is The Game.